Howdy, folks. Welcome to the millionth, thousandth commentary for Super Podcast, or the last one while I'm away on holiday or vacation, whatever you want to call it. I'm Super Marcy, but you knew that already, and I'm joined with my current partner in crime, the clever, fancy, clancy guy.
Yo!
Sorry, was that a bad introduction for you?
That was a horrible introduction. It's probably the worst thing I've ever gotten.
Really?
It sure is.
What would you like me to call you?
I don't know. Anything but that.
The clever guy?
Sure.
Clancy?
That works. Yeah, that works.
Black Hawks fan?
Whatever. I don't give a shit.
Lover of all things Kurt Russell,
mm-hmm.
Which is also me, because our commentary, and I believe it is our first commentary for a film starring Kurt Russell, and
yep.
It is Tombstone, which combines our love of Kurt Russell and our love of mustaches and
our mustaches.
I say mustaches.
No, they fucked up.
No, I'm Australian.
Yeah.
Or mustache.
Yeah, now you just sound like even more of an asshole.
Good. And I will dedicate the mustaches to matches because he loves them too.
Yeah, I do. I'm growing one.
You are? Maybe.
Well, it's kind of coming.
Is it coming through now? And it also combines our love for Doc Holliday and Wyatt Earp and Westerns and everything else. And whiskey.
Yep, definitely whiskey.
Which we are both drinking.
Yep.
And I have popcorn, but that's besides that. Alrighty. We will start our commentary. And for a change, this is actually a commentary for a good movie, not a bad one. So, yeah, this should be interesting. And, of course, the rules of the commentary are you can listen to us ramble about this movie, or you can say it at the same time as we start the commentary, so you can watch and listen and enjoy the good time. So, I'll let Clancy will count us down.
Oh, okay.
Because he's got the remote and everything.
Well, I was just going to put hot mustard on my cracker.
Oh, well, you can put hot mustard on your cracker first.
No, it's too late.
You're
I like
a bit of
sound of like pseudo Christopher Walken there for a second.
Christopher.
No, it's too late. I've already got the remote.
You can just call him Clancy Walken.
Yeah.
Call me Marcy Russell because I married to Russell.
Sure. So I'm doing the countdown then?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the countdown is when we press play on the film and when we start commentary.
When I say play, you press play.
Mm-hmm.
You're the listener. Or viewer, whichever. Or both.
Viewer, listener, we might sync this to the movie one day.
True.
Or I might do it.
So anyway,
I'll pay someone to do it.
Here goes, because I want to eat this goddamn cracker.
He wants it so bad.
Oh. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
And it's just going through the menu.
It's going through the menu bullshit.
But the official start, I think, is right after this.
Well, now you've got this whole THX thing.
It's off to this.
I'm just about to turn that down.
Mm-hmm. It's not picking it up too bad.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I love to listen. At least you know where to be up to. Alright. I should officially be starting now because we've got the logo with the Sphinx for Hollywood Pictures.
Yep.
Hollywood. And this one,
mm-hmm.
Which I can't even think of what it is right now.
Peralta. I think Synergy.
Synergy.
Looks like Peralta though.
Nah, I get them confused.
Yeah.
They're all the same.
Peralta,
but not at all the same. However, I can't hear anything.
You tell me to turn it down, and then I turn it down, and you bet you can't hear anything.
Did I tell you to turn it down? You said
yes.
You turn it down.
No,
I did not say a fucking word.
Look.
But we're going to listen back to this, and you're going to feel stupid.
Oh, am I?
Yeah, because I didn't tell you to turn it down.
I would never listen to
you
this.
You said I would turn it down.
I would never listen to this.
Really?
Never.
You don't want to hear the sound of my voice.
Nope.
You're an asshole.
Hmm.
I hope the ghost of White Earth kills you.
Me too. I'd be honored.
There he is right now.
Yep. Yep, and this is actual footage from 1879.
It is, and White Earth has the look on his face that he wants me to spit on it.
I'm just going to remain quiet.
With my perverted Kurt Russell comment.
It's crazy how they actually got video footage from 1879, even though Moving Pictures didn't start until like 1901.
I know, isn't it crazy?
So nuts.
Well, that guy shot me. This is actual footage right now.
Yeah.
Seems like it's actually a documentary.
Yeah, it predates Wizard of Oz as far as colored films go.
It does. It predates any, everything. It's everything. It's like, it's so epic.
Yeah, White Earp wanted Moving Pictures to be in his life.
Yeah, whatever White Earp says goes. This is a fact. He is the biggest badass ever.
Speaking of facts,
I have those boots.
Okay.
Yeah. I wear them when I go gambling.
But speaking of facts, this whole entire thing, this whole entire opening scene is utter bullshit.
Yeah.
Never happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll rely on you for the fact. Because you're probably a little more knowledgeable than I am.
Yeah. No, this is utter bullshit. They Although, just did it for story's sake.
I did buy a Doc Holliday biography, which I'm going to read on. Hopefully I'll read it on the plane or something.
You know this really has nothing to do with the story at all.
Hmm. This here is just establishment for who our villains will be.
Right.
There's Michael Biehn.
With an awesome mustache.
Yeah.
And there's Cy Tolliver.
Powers Booth. That's
Sorry.
His fucking name.
I refer to his Deadwood name. Which
oh,
he's
I will get
a fucking asshole.
I will get there, don't worry. I've actually never seen him play a good guy, I don't think.
I don't think he knows how to. Oh, no. He played a good guy in MacGruber.
Actually, I think he was a good guy in the Brandon Lee movie that I can't think of what it's called.
I don't know. But yeah, he was a good guy in MacGruber.
Oh, it's often
funny. Which is a fucking hilarious movie, by the way. I love that movie. So, spoiler alert, and I don't really give a shit, because if you're watching this...
Well, you need to fucking have seen this movie.
Yeah,
the requirement of life.
Is there a movie that Michael Biehn doesn't die in? That'd be like a great trivia question.
Hold on.
Like, name one movie that Michael Biehn does not die in.
Hold on. Hold on. Did he die in Navy Seal?
I'm pretty sure he did.
Okay.
I never saw it, but I'm pretty sure he did.
Hold on. Hold on.
Worst Mexican ever. Not him. Not him. Worst Mexican ever.
Worst Mexican. Are you a Mexican or a Mexican?
He's a Mexican.
Thank you, Robert Rodriguez, for that one.
That's bad when Michael Biehn has to correct his Spanish. A little bit of stutter there.
I know there was something he hasn't died in, though. I can't think of what it is.
He hasn't died in real life.
No, because I met him.
But
and
no.
he told me that... I asked him what his favorite role had been to play, and he said this, and some other shit that he did. But he said this. He said, well, Terminator Kyle Reese is given... So it's just like a fan favorite thing. But yeah,
he's such a pussy in that movie, though. That's right. I'm gonna say it. Kyle Reese was a fucking pussy.
He went back through time to fuck Linda Hamilton.
Yeah, yeah. Very 80s Linda Hamilton.
Oh yeah.
I would have just been like, I'm gonna fuck your roommate instead because she's like very hot.
Yeah, she was into fucking people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright, I'm going to work out when he has not died. I bet there's like a website dedicated to it.
There probably is. Michael B. death site.
Yeah, I bet. I'll work it out.
Yeah, this is... As much as I love this movie, I'm just going to say this, get this out of the way right now. As much as I love this movie, it is like the worst film, one of the worst film movies I've ever fucking seen.
I forgot he was in this. Dude.
Yeah.
Fucking Michael Wilson.
Yeah.
Henry, Watcher of Sheriff Hill.
I always remember him from Cliffhanger for some reason.
I'd always seen him as like a baddie type until I thought that even like... The bad guy.
Yeah.
He is an awesome bad guy.
But no, this movie is like horribly filmed. Going back to my previous point, like this is—it's just terrible.
Yeah. What's this?
It is embarrassingly filmed.
Yeah. No, it's definitely not the best. I still worship this movie because of what it is.
True, and because of this man right here.
Yeah. Ugh. I just came. I mean, what? We'll load the Kurt Russell thing. Yeah.
Well, I guess I need a new DVD cover then.
Yeah. Didn't you just, like, jerk off to him?
Yep. Twice.
Don't hit the horse. He knows. He knows not to abuse the horse.
Well, I'm sure he knows now.
He will abuse people.
No, I love it. I'm going to chew my cracker here.
Did you call me a cracker?
Mm-hmm.
Am I a cracker?
That guy was just probably just unloading his horse that was scared to get off the train.
Yeah.
Like, that was his horse, but his life savings.
Yeah.
He just walks over and just beats the guy with the horse whip.
That's what I would do.
And then, like, tell them to let go.
That's completely what I would do.
And then sells it to a kid.
Yeah, that's what I'd do.
So, that kid will probably be dead by the time Wyatt Earp leaves now, because that guy is so shamed.
Yeah. You know what? I cannot find a website about Michael being... Oh, my God, Sam Elliott.
This also factually inaccurate. They all did not meet in Tucson. They all met at separate times. And they left out, oh god, what's the brother's name? Hold on, while I look at it.
Okay, as awesome as Kurt Russell's stash is, Sam Elliott wins for the best stash in the history of stash.
I don't know. That one's pretty goddamn good.
But Sam Elliott has had that stash for a long time.
Oh, I know. Sam Elliott has had that mustache since
he was born. That is like a sexy stash.
He should have played like older Wyatt Earp, like in Alaska Wyatt Earp. Like from the movie Wyatt Earp.
Yeah, I wonder what Val Kilmer's doing as Wyatt Earp and Wyatt Earp's Revenge.
He's playing as Wyatt Earp.
Yeah, but I mean, is it a true story? Did they make it up? I don't know.
I've heard that allegedly it's after, well, it's the Revenge, so it's like when they're out killing all the cowboys.
Yeah, but he played him like really, really old and stuff. I don't know. I'm just making up something. But it flashes back to young Wyatt Earp. I'm confused.
Let's see. Alright.
You know what? I think on this trip I've named a film that
Michael being hiding and died and then come a little bit.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you won't be able to find it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm trying to find. Yes.
Oh, where's Doc Holliday? I don't care, he didn't really like look too much like him, but his performance is fucking good.
Tis.
And he talked to me with this accent, it was amazing.
So Wyatt's full name is Wyatt Barry Staff Earp.
You know that Kurt Russell named his, I think, firstborn son Wyatt. Yeah.
Let's figure this out. Yeah, they left out James Earp.
You know what? It wasn't Michael Biehn we had the best conversation over, it was Sean Biehn.
Sean Biehn?
Sean Biehn.
Well, yeah, he died and everything too.
Yeah, but
except for Silent Hill.
Exactly. I thought of something else.
He did not die in Silent Hill.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert for those that have not seen.
And you know, Michael Biehn and Bill Paxton have been in quite a few movies together.
Yeah, they have. They were in Terminator. They were in this. They were in Aliens.
Navy SEALs.
Navy SEALs.
Wait a minute. He didn't die in Aliens. He survived.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. I mean, he was practically dead.
No, but he still lived, and I don't think he died in Navy SEALs. But he was badly hurt. There is actually a great website about actors whose characters constantly get killed. So there we go. In other words, complete idiot.
Yep. Puff it in, then kiss her without blowing out.
That's what he did to me. I mean, well.
See, and it's, this is one thing that I didn't like about this movie, was Big Nose Kate, Doc Holliday's girlfriend, on and off, again, girlfriend, she was a fat fucking pig, like, she was hideous.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think they over-exaggerate a lot in that.
Like, if that was Big Nose Kate, I'd fuck the shit out of her. I would shove my crotch inside of her. My entire crotch.
Mm-hmm.
The real Big Nose Kate, I wouldn't shove the horse I was riding on crotch inside of her.
Yeah. Well, you know, it is a Hollywood movie. Everyone can look beautiful. I mean, look at Kurt Russell. Look at that pet.
Well, Wyatt Earp is a beautiful man.
Oh, he was. I would have gladly let him violate me.
Yeah.
I think I would gladly let Fairmelia violate me.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about violations. I think you just violated this podcast.
Well, everybody knows that I'm a perverted person.
Well, you never know. You might get some first-time listeners.
Oh, yeah, but they know that already. Mm-hmm. I mean, who wouldn't want to be sexed up by Sam Elliott?
Sure.
I'm going to eat a piece of cheese. Yeah, this is actually very just shakily filmed.
Oh god. Worst acting ever. Yep, right there. Damn!
It's Bill Paxton. You can't expect greatness.
He's in such great movies and such great roles, but is not such a great actor.
If you watch Frailty, he is really good in it.
Yeah. Especially considering, like, what it's about. Oh my god, how could you not want to just, like, pounce on that man?
Allegedly, like, him stretching, doing that, was real. Like, I suppose Kurt Russell was on the horse, was on the horses for so long that he was, like, during the scene, stretching out his back and everything, and
Look at that. Maybe I won't say it.
Okay, alright, enough.
It's Kurt Russell. Do you expect me to not be prepared?
If I was White Earth and she was my my wife, I'd let her die too.
Well, he gets Dana Delaney later.
Yeah. Who was hot. Who kind of looks like...
She's still pretty good looking.
Yeah.
Very, very nice lady.
And she looked a little bit like, the hell was her name? The real person.
Yeah, I know. I'm not going blank, too.
I don't know. I can't remember. Fuck it.
Yeah. We'll work it out when she comes in.
Oh, the sheriff. Fucking dirtbag.
Look how skinny he was.
Yeah, well, you're in a western.
Yeah. People weren't fat back then. Well, they were, but not so bad.
Yeah, that sheriff there.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say he was only 26 in real life.
Okay.
And for whatever reason, in this and White Earth, he's an old fuck.
Yeah, you'll be our real life trivia track man. Gosh, look at those.
And allegedly, every mustache is real.
Well, yeah, I mean, Sam Elliott has had that thing, like I said, since he was born. We know Kurt Russell can grow great facial hair.
In fact, he was birthed from his mustache. In fact, true story, when they did the ultrasound in his mother's womb, all I saw was a mustache.
Yeah.
And then his body grew from the mustache.
Yeah.
Fat ass cameo of the movie. Oh, why?
He can't even spit convincingly.
No. They probably CGI'd the spit that came out of his mouth.
He's mean, I'm sorry. God, I can't take it. It's called Kurt Russell. I'm gonna lick his stash. I'm lining up the stash. I want that.
I want to go to a bar where I can light up a cigar like that. Like, take a match and just strike it against the bar.
I want this saloon. I'm just, like, throwing this stuff. Those were the days.
Yeah, when you could just literally
do whatever
grab a bottle
you
of
want.
Whiskey and drink it.
Yeah. Do whatever the fuck you want. You go fucking gamble in the background, light up the gun, shoot some fucker. Look at those beautiful blue eyes.
Fat ass Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, this movie has so many people in it.
It does.
It's ridiculous. When did he get that big?
I don't know. He's so chubby.
What did he have, like, my syndrome for a week or something?
I don't know. Like, was George Cosimatos, like, Billy Bob, we want you for this one. We want you for the specific role that you're going to be in for 2 minutes.
Mm.
We want you to fatten up. And he's probably like, you can't just hire a fat guy. No, Billy, we want you because we want you to bitch out.
Yeah.
Yep, skin that smoke dragon. Best quote ever.
Oh, slap.
I wonder if that slap is real.
Kurt Russell really does hit people.
He probably does. Death face.
Look at him, he's so scary.
Can you put that down, please?
Do you want some popcorn?
No, I got my cheese and crackers and pepperoni and whiskey.
Okay.
And hot honey mustard. That's Beaver brand.
I have Kurt Russell in my bowl. Even grabbing doesn't mean
ever.
Gonna clean up this town.
Love it. Yeah, supposedly that was pseudo true.
Yeah.
He did walk literally into a saloon. Had an argument with the dealer. The dealer left, and he took 25% or whatever the house taking. Okay. That's how he made all his money.
I didn't realize this director directed Cobra.
Yeah.
He died several years ago. This movie came out at Christmas.
Yeah.
Huh. True story. I saw this in my play when I was 9. Yes, they showed this on a plane with kids.
I saw this for the first time ever in my life 2 years ago. Yep. That is right.
How did
Maybe 2.5.
How did you never see this movie?
I have no idea. I just wasn't real big into westerns. And
well, this pretty much got me into them. Everyone is in this movie. Even Charlton Heston is in this movie.
I know.
Fucking Stephen Lang is in this movie. Thomas Hayden Church is in this movie.
Yeah, Stephen Lang is, he's,
I just said Michael Rocha.
Yeah, the coward.
Mm. Billy Zane.
Yeah. He's the gayest guy ever. Same with, the guy from 90210.
Jason Priestley.
Yeah, thank you.
Wait, there's a dude in this movie, an actor whose name is Wyatt Earp, who's a distant relative of Wyatt Earp.
Yeah, I was going to get to that too soon, but it came up.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. I never actually realized that. Mm-hmm. For as long as I've been watching this movie.
Maybe it's like a fifth cousin or something.
Yeah. It's Doc Holliday.
How shitty would that be? Like, well, you know what? We'll talk about when that scene happens.
No. You can bring things up if you remember.
Behead. Fucking cocksucker. Yeah, you were rightfully so. In that chicken's hand, because Behan's a fucking bastard. I'm pretty sure the OK Corral shootout would have been avoided had Behan not been sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
Or Marshall, or whatever he was. Yeah, Sheriff Behan. Yeah. Smarmy douche. The best gun twirl ever, right about here.
I need to have my IMDb trivia.
Yeah, stop that. I'm your trivia.
Go my trivia.
Right there. Just awesome. For no reason. Cactus Jack. Yep, a badass that I believe ranch cattle and horses with Buffalo Bill Cody. Or Texas Jack. Cactus Jack.
Yes, Jack is a wrestling character.
Yeah. It actually kind of looks like Buffalo Bill Cody.
Mm.
He's so old.
Go ahead, Val Kilmer is incredibly handsome in this movie. He's gonna still achieve impressive. Nice feeling.
Gay. Portraying his real life. Yep.
He's so creative.
Still. look at Rue Morgan. Yeah, she's interested in the manliest man of the bunch.
Yeah, who wouldn't be?
Yeah, how she's able to see him from way the fuck over there. No, he's just got to look at Predator. That's my best Predator sound.
Well done.
Thank you. God, I want to get a birdcage so bad. I just want to go there and just drink whiskey and pass out. Not even ghost hunting. Just drink whiskey and pass out.
Yeah, done deal. I'll come back especially for that occasion. Really, could you have picked a better, like, team of villains for this movie? Mm. Excuse me.
You take your own goddamn coat off, bitch. You're an adult. Yeah, she's so hot, and she's not even fat like she was in real life. She's a hideous creature. But Doc Holliday was dying and just needed to fucking shove his crotch or whatever he could.
Yeah. But they need to, like, everyone has to look very pretty and lovely.
I can't help but get lost every time I see them.
Who? Why?
The mayor or whatever he was.
What's his face? John Corbett?
Sure.
Isn't that second city?
Probably. The Powers Booth laugh. Gotta be the tongue against the lower lip and the smile and the ha 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 ha.
Yeah, looking up the picture of her, nothing like the one in the film.
No, she's a fat beast. She was a wildebeest.
Yeah.
Wait, is that the guy from My Big Fat Greek Wedding?
Yeah.
No shit.
No shit, that's him.
I just realized that.
Yeah.
Fuck me. I did not realize that.
I'll send Karak away with it.
Look, I'm just pouring whiskey into a cup, but you just take it straight from the flask.
Yeah, I want to go to a place where you can just do that.
Yeah.
Wait, that guy wasn't in love.
Yes, he was. Mm-hmm. You'll know which one I'm talking about. He played as, he's the bald guy. What the fuck is his name?
I can't even think of who you mean.
Oh, Jesus. Just hold on.
Alright.
No, just talk. Keep the people entertained.
I like how they're lighting this with putting a bottle up against the light to change the lighting.
Probably whiskey.
It is whiskey. It's colored whiskey.
Colored whiskey? Yeah. Did they have that back in 1884?
No. That's what I'm saying. It might not be whiskey.
John Locke. That's it.
That's not him.
Yes. Yeah, you'll see. Trust me. It's him.
I bet it's not.
Okay. I bet you it is. And then when I'm right, I bet that your ass is going to pour me a fucking cup of whiskey.
You know that I gladly pour you whiskey.
No, you're going to pour it for me and you're not going to bitch about it.
I don't bitch about it. I always offer you whiskey. I feed you whiskey. I buy you whiskey. Best house guest ever.
Yeah. Then you owe me another bottle of whiskey. Tomorrow.
Oh my god.
Or I'll be damned.
How sweaty he is. Oh, that's a little. He's sweaty.
Oh, my hair like that.
You should just, like, get that look.
I can't, because I can't grow a full mustache. Trust me, if I could, I fucking would. That'd be all the facial hair I would ever need for the rest of my life. That would get me jobs. That mustache, it'd be like lighter. That mustache would get me fucking jobs. I'd be like the best cop ever, because no one would fuck with me.
No, when you have a mustache.
I'd be the best bartender ever, because then people bitch about alcohol or prices, they just stare at them. And they're like, alright, sorry,
yeah,
man,
exactly.
I'll pay you. And tip you 20%.
Mm.
Above 100. Yeah. I want to buy a car. Well, this one's 20,000. Just stare at them. Alright, it's 7,000 for you.
And
fucking right.
And you might just get it for free.
And I'm getting a rebate on top of it.
I want to punch her in the face so bad. I don't like that actress.
You know, I don't really know the actress, like, or anything else that she's been in. But I just... She was just a bad woman.
Yeah, but if I see her in anything, I shouldn't punch her.
I mean, obviously this picks up later on in Wyatt's life.
Mm.
His first wife died.
Mm.
While she was pregnant.
Mm.
Several years later, he met Ellie, or Allie, or whatever. He met this bitch.
Just call her this bitch.
And, well, Wyatt Earp wanted to fucking go where the money was, and back in those days, it's what you had to do. You can't just stay in one town your whole life.
Mm.
So everyone moved all over the place. Maddie. That's it.
Yeah, I was gonna look it up.
Maddie. But, yeah. Met her. She became addicted to laudanum, which is like an opium that was a painkiller.
I think that I could be Irish, actually.
Yeah, well, she sounds Irish.
Yeah, I know she is.
She doesn't want to talk to you, Wyatt!
Yeah, she's the one I always just want to punch. I think I've seen her in a few things that she was okay, but she's that look on her face, I just want to punch it.
Yeah. Yeah. The fucking dealer.
Unless I'm talking out of my ass.
That's what I would. That'd be awesome if Casino Del Caro. Granted, I don't know what the fuck Caro is. I don't know how to deal with it. I don't know how to play
it. I picked on the wrong person.
But,
I'm Irish, but she's.
I mean, if a Casino Del Caro would be awesome. She's actually not bad looking there. I'd probably bang her.
No, she's a bad angle. No, but yeah. I was gonna punch her.
I love how sweaty Val Kilmer is. He's just so sweaty.
He's sick.
So sweaty and so dead.
Yeah. Dane Delaney was
Josephine Marcus.
That's it. There she is again.
That's the one. Yep.
Extremely cute.
Yeah, and was cute in real life.
Hmm. Look at her. She's just cute. She's gonna be cute or something. What was she? China Beach?
Hmm?
What was her show? China Beach. I think it's China Moon. No, something like that.
I don't know.
Yeah. China Beach, see?
I think the next time a chick tries to pick me up at the bar, I'm just going to turn my back to her.
Do it the wide earth way.
See, I've got like the Doc Holliday smash. Like, I can't really grow anything in the middle.
Yeah.
Or I can curl it out.
Yeah. Do some curling.
What's that one?
I don't care.
Oh.
Curl it regardless.
Yay.
Then he just slaps Kate Winslet around in Titanic.
He does.
He's like, his character is so fucking over the top. It's so funny.
God, Jason Priestley just wants to fuck him. Just wants to bang him right in his ass. Yep. Well, that guy's dollar is like, it's probably all that guy has.
He's got a fucking epic stash right there. Beautiful blue eyes. See, Bill Paxton's fine when he doesn't say anything. Poor bastard.
He was a badass even in the dying
moment. He was. They really, like, did a good job with making him look like that, though.
Yeah. Although I'm torn between this and Dennis Quaid.
I don't know, I think his performance is just... I think it's the best thing he's done.
But Dennis Quaid was, like, awesome. Like, he was just so grumpy.
I'll have to see it. I actually never wanted to watch that one.
Really?
Yeah.
It's actually not a bit. It's slow. It's a typical Kevin Costner movie that's like 3.5 hours fucking long.
Yeah.
But it's actually not a bad movie. I hate him.
Look at him.
And it's definitely better shot than this. Like,
yeah, it's not shot that well. I never actually really realized it was recent. She's a very exotic looking lady.
Yeah, she is.
Like me, I'm so exotic looking.
Well, and then in Wide Earth, they also they touch on Doc Holliday's shitty relationship with Big Nose Kate.
Mm.
And I can't remember.
And you know what?
A little bit extra trivia here. Michael Biehn allegedly spent hours in his trailer and at home just learning how to do this.
I had a toy gun and I could kind of do a bit of twirling and trick.
I mean, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it is. I think I actually wanted to learn because of this.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put it past me because I was 9. And that's a very mafia thing for me to do.
What that goddamn cop? I'm searching high and low for that goddamn cop.
If I ever find one, I'll mail it to you.
You better.
I will, you know, I will. Yeah. In Frailty, Bill Paxton's movie. What's his name? Howard Booth, isn't it?
Is he?
Yeah. I think they've actually been a few things, to be honest.
Doc Holliday, or Doc Holliday. Val Kilmer allegedly spent hours in history of perfecting that.
Yeah.
Yeah, not really.
Yeah, I bet he did. No, I think I nearly died when he was just like signing my picture and saying, I'll be your Huckleberry with that accent and everything. Signing his Doc Holliday picture.
Nice.
He really kind of smuggled me earlier. I was like, oh, I'm in Doc Holliday. That is John Tenay.
What?
That actor is John Tenay.
John Tenay?
Yeah, Tenay?
I don't know.
He used to be married to Terry Hatcher. Yeah.
Back when she was high, though.
Back in, like, the Lois and Clark days. He was actually in that show.
God, I hate this part of the movie. I fucking hate this part. I'm sorry. I hate it.
You're allowed to hate things.
But this scene is just so pointless in a movie that's otherwise, well, not great, but full of action. Maybe this bullshit horse ride been a picnic and talking about
rodeos. Yeah. Just, I agree. I don't need it in my
badass movie.
It's gayer than Billy Zane's character.
Yeah, I would be happy if most movies did not have a fucking romantic subplot.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it.
This is awesome.
Beautiful backdrop, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I'm sure that's, you know, of course they're really happy for that. All they want to do is bang. You know, let's just run them through the forest. So they get tired and can't bang.
I don't know if I ran into the Russell. Yeah, we wouldn't have even said any words.
Talk about the horses.
No, I mean, yeah. That would be my worship with Fair Russell. No words, just bang.
So pointless.
Yeah, it's romance establishment. I don't think.
I'm pretty sure Wyatt never did this. I'm pretty sure if he met up with her, he met up with Josephine in the middle of the woods, and she's like, let's go horseback riding.
Yeah.
I'm sure he would have shot her horse in the face. And been like, well, I guess we're not going horseback riding. And then he fucked her with his stash.
I wouldn't say no to that. I mean, what?
You are just off the charts today.
Are we not watching?
I know what we're watching.
Russell? You need to stand up.
Yeah, I know. Everyone knows what to do. Everyone.
Yeah.
Every listener, every viewer, everyone. We all know. Everyone.
You know what? The guy that directed the other Wyatt Earp movie, he also directed that shithouse Dreamcatcher movie.
Mm-hmm.
That's an epic fail. But he was a writer for Raiders of the Lost Ark and The Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. So, faith restored a little.
Well,
it has a lower rating than this, but not by too much.
Well, every director, every actor is allowed to have a shit movie. I'm pretty sure Kurt Russell's
shit movie. So Wyatt Earp had the other Bill in it, Bill Pullman.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it was Bat Masterson, I think. Or no, wait, no, Tom Sizemore was Bat Masterson. Bill Pullman.
Wait, Mark Harmon is in the other movie. I need to watch it for that.
Yeah, I believe he's Deegan.
Not a fan.
He is the smarmy douche sheriff.
Awesome, I'm definitely watching. This scene, I'm just not even interested at all.
No. I don't care about this scene. I don't care about this whole thing.
I'm just going to look at a picture of Sam Elliott in this stash. And look at Carol's
face. I'm just going to rub sweet hot mustard all over my nipples.
So you're allowed to say shit like that, but I can't be disgusting towards Kurt Russell.
Because all you've been talking about is getting mustache rides for Kurt Russell and railing him and his horse.
No, I was gonna just bang him.
Yeah, and I can't talk about rubbing sweet hot mustard on it.
I didn't say you couldn't, but you should not complain about
it. Not Kurt Russell.
Okay, well, I will bang Val Kilmer in the city.
Of course you will.
Wait.
I want room service.
When did Adam West play Doc Holliday?
He played Doc Holliday?
Yeah, previously played decades earlier by Adam West.
When the fuck did Adam West play Doc Holliday?
I don't know, but it was upon seeing this film that Joel Schumacher was inspired to cast Kilmer as Batman.
So
which was played by Adam West originally, back in the day.
He must have been the classiest Doc Holliday ever.
I'm looking up Adam West. I want to know.
I'm pretty sure Adam West as Doc Holliday drank martinis. And picked up every woman that he can come across or into.
Who wouldn't want some of Adam West? Okay, so decades earlier, so we go back to time.
Yeah, like back to 1802.
Okay, apparently in this show maybe called Lawman, he played Doc Holliday.
And when was the show?
Lawman, 1958-1962. Lawman is the story of Marshall Van Troop of Laramie, Wyoming, and his deputy, Johnny McKay. Blah, 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 blah. Hey, I went to Laramie, Wyoming.
You did?
Uh-huh. It was such a thrill. Actually, going into that place was a thrill.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess if I find the episode, I'll see. Oh wait, he also played Doc Holliday on Colt 45.
Really?
Yeah. Which is another TV series.
Nice.
And he played a few different times on it.
I also don't give a shit about this scene either.
Yeah, I don't care. That's interesting. I'm going to try and look up what he looked like. I can't picture it.
Yeah.
This is our distraction part of the commentary where we're talking about Adam West, Doc Holliday. That's not such a good look for us. I would probably feel
too. Okay. Yeah. Remember the conversation we had.
Yeah. Yeah, you said I'm allowed to, if you're allowed to say anything.
No, I did not once ever say that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I did not.
You said it.
No. No. This is Doc Holliday playing Frederick fucking Chopin. Music lover.
He looks so different.
Ah.
Wait, Doc Holliday TV pilot starring Adam West. Holy shit.
Apologies for the coughing.
Do you think I can find a picture of him in Doc Holliday?
I don't know.
No, find pictures of him now, because he's like Batman. Actual pictures of Doc Holliday.
Hold on. Yep, also legitimately true.
I'm glad you're here for some trivia.
Curly Bill, high end opium.
I really like him. I think he's a great actor. They try and find this picture.
Why? I'm trying to find pictures when we're doing a movie commentary.
Well, I'm like double dragon.
What?
Well, I meant to say multitasking, and I said double dragon.
I
blame watching The Wizard yesterday.
How does the...
Because you put 50,000 on double dragon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
see?
Yeah, he is. Okay.
It's John Locke.
I didn't realize because.
You owe me a bottle of whiskey.
Whatever. Well, it doesn't look like him anymore.
Yes, it does. No. It never ages. See?
Yeah, I know.
Looks exactly the same. He's just got a shitty mustache.
He just has
a
mustache, and that confused me. And the hair. It's like he was in Primal Fear and I never realized he was in it till the other week when I watched it again.
Yeah, he's in a lot of shit.
He is. He shows up in everything. This is what happened when I was like five. I just shot everything.
Hey, so fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone else in the town of Tombstone is bone thin, and
yeah,
the sheriff is
Billy Bob.
Yeah,
those are like,
yeah, both of them were just taking all the turkeys.
They must have ate the dairy horse. That is bad music.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Worst music ever. Yeah, and Fred White didn't die right away.
Mm-hmm. I don't find anything on this Adam West book of weather thing.
In fact, Fred White even said that the gun went off accidentally.
Yeah.
At the trial.
Yeah. Sure, when he says go, you get it? They're awesome.
It's so badass. A goddamn peacemaker.
I love that man so much.
Yeah, if someone shoved that peacemaker in my face, I would... I'd piss myself. Then I would drench out... I would wring out my pants into my mouth just to show how scared I was. Steven Lang was like so fucking built.
Oh no, I can't even recognize
him. Avatar.
I don't recognize him at all. And look how young he is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recognize him either. And I still watch him back in these days on his sitcom.
Yeah, music lover.
What accent was that?
It's his accent, you
know? He sounded like...
That's why I have two guns. One potent chip.
He actually sounded like Sean Connery.
He does sound like Sean Connery.
Yeah, he
one
does.
One potent chip.
Can you turn your vibe on?
Yeah,
whatever
it's
I'm sending
it's
to you is not
going
through.
Yeah, it's on. I just got a message. Oh, I'm okay. Sitting right next to you.
It doesn't say that it's sending. I didn't look at it in your inbox. Make it speak to the cross.
Oh, that's perfect.
Not really, but...
I'm pretty sure I've never talked to you again. You're dehydrated constantly.
What?
You know what I mean.
I have actually seen so I think that's
okay, enough.
They were later years.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, enough.
You know who I am. Okay.
Yeah, and you don't need to bring up every 30 all seconds
right.
Your naked obsession with me.
No, it's just my sexual obsession.
Okay.
An obsession with him in general. He is the greatest thing ever. He is. Are you going to deny that he's not the greatest?
I'm getting whiskey.
Visco.
Getting whiskey in my whiskey cup.
Is this considered foreshadowing?
Why did you throw up on the pool?
Because that's his, he gets shot in there.
Why would it be foreshadowing?
Because. Well, he's playing pool and the very table is going to get shot at.
Okay, so Michael Bean goes back in time, is that foreshadowing that he's going to die?
Yeah, because he, of course he's going to die because he can't go back. And more John Locke that I didn't realize in this fucking movie. I said there's more John Locke and I didn't realize it in this damn movie.
Yep.
Damn you, Terry O'Quinn, you bastard.
using it so hard.
He's a great actor. You want to see him in a great role? Watch The Stepfather.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
God, Bill Paxton, you suck. Whiskey. Just a bottle of whiskey right behind Sam Elliott, and he's not even drinking it.
With that mustache, why he doesn't mean anything else?
He's probably got whiskey in the mustache.
It probably is. That was playing everything.
Yeah. Sam Elliott and his mustache just saved your fucking kid, lady.
Yeah.
She'd be out of order for that Scarface.
She never touched people by their scars.
Well, Sam Elliott did. That's why he's not fucking her right now.
Hey, Sam Elliott, he can have anyone he wants.
I wonder what it was like in real life in Tombstone at this point.
Yeah. Well, I have a time machine when I go back in time.
Mm-hmm.
I have the Doctor Who time machine, that way you can go anytime, anywhere.
Got it.
If you have the DeLorean, it's where you are.
Yeah.
The TARDIS from Doctor Who works a bit better.
I love when he just shoved the gun out of his face. Right here.
Yeah.
I wonder if that was intentional, like... Like that he really...
He was probably just pissed off at the extras and was like, fuck you.
Or the fact that it probably had to take like 25 times. At this point, he's just really irritated.
Mm. I mean, Bill Paxton isn't too bad for his age.
No, but just... His mannerisms.
Well, here he's okay. He's not doing anything.
He's just standing.
Exactly.
But then he gets that, like, sad face. I'm sorry, why?
What the fuck? That's amazing. So okay.
Yeah. God, no sympathy. Morgan being the younger.
Who's that sad face?
And Virgil. Somehow Virgil in this movie is super skinny. Virgil in real life was like kind of chubby. he was a chunker.
Mm. I hope anyone who's overweight is not offended by your comment.
Well, I don't really care.
They might come track you down and sit on you.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it's on my face.
Maybe it'll shit on your face.
Mm-hmm. That's how I like it.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Poop right in my mouth.
And I'm the disgusting one.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Absolutely disgusting.
Yeah. If I was wider, brother, I wouldn't take this guy. I'd be like, you know what, you are allowed to do whatever you want, because you pretty much got his money.
Yeah, basically.
You got his job and money and life and killed.
Yeah, basically.
Silly, yeah. Just having a bottle of whiskey at the fucking poker table.
There's something any
I'm not sure we go back to this.
That looks like the holiday morning thing.
Yeah, it is the best trench coat ever.
Yeah. Can we just go live back then? That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I would fucking buy that.
Mm-hmm.
God, the end. It's fucking screwball. Just let the man gamble. Why should you care if he's been gambling for 36 straight hours?
Look at my red eyes.
Fuck, I spent 10 hours at a craps table one time.
How'd you spend 10 hours at a craps table? Did you win?
I was winning, and then I was losing, and then I was winning.
Okay.
And the hot rollers, left.
He looks older in this.
He does.
Seriously.
There's White Earp Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that Junior.
Jesus.
Yeah, and in Avatar, he's fucking skinny and stacked as shit.
Yeah.
He will punch out an Avatar in his face.
Yeah. That's kind of scary how he just looks like this. But look at he's got bloody piercing blue eyes too. But they did a good job of making him look sick.
Let's have a spelling contest. The best ever. That's something I would say at the bar.
Oh, you would. And you would probably take him out front and beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
Oh my god, you could spend an hour brushing that stuff.
That was a hell of a grab, too, by the way.
Look how they're all so just lovely dressed.
Well, yeah.
So
fucking classy people back then.
They are. Why can't people be nice and classy like that now?
And why can't I go to a bar and do that? Just pop open a bottle of whiskey and just fucking drink out of it.
You should go to a bar dressed like these guys.
Mm. Want you? There he is. There's the
descendant. Go to a saloon like that.
I want that goddamn whiskey.
There's nothing like it on eBay. Just look.
No, I know. I look good.
Keep looking. God, that's how I looked 3 weeks ago. I'm sure. Coughing up blood, sweating.
Yeah.
It's But, you know, he's the shit in this movie. He really is.
I hope you die.
That'd be me, probably. If someone did that to me. I hope you die. Yeah, if someone did that to you,
yeah,
they would fucking have their neck snapped. I'm sure.
And this is one of the worst pistol whips ever. Ever.
Yeah.
There's no motion in that. He just went down.
Yeah.
I'm going to send him to hell in a shudder. what does that even mean? 1886 dog.
Yeah, something like that. Not going to say anything.
Just calm down.
Just breathe, Ma.
Just calm. Look how high their pants are, though.
I know, right? That's 80s jeans high.
Yeah.
No retreat, no surrender jeans.
Well, this
high.
Is technically the 80s. But,
the wrong
80s.
Before. Yeah, 100 years before.
That's a shitty movie.
I was about to say,
why is there so much horror now?
What?
There wasn't any when he walked over.
I don't know.
And then there was a little bit, and then there was a fucking glob of it.
And that's because I had to do the scene so many times, which is horrible.
Yeah.
Probably. That's what I think.
Yeah. Wyatt Earp's you're exactly right. I know nothing. I know nothing about making money and supporting my entire family, literally. I know nothing about being awesome. And I know nothing about growing mustaches.
No, clearly. He doesn't know anything about that either.
I know nothing about shaving.
That might be true.
Well, actually, you're nothing but a dope head, so...
The eyes look like they're bleeding.
Probably
look at them. Probably not acting.
No, that's actually before makeup.
Yeah, they just forgot to put makeup on. Actually, like, really is.
That's how I wake up every single day.
in a prison cell.
Mm-hmm.
Manned by Sam Elliott. Coffee's so awesome. Really good part of Ghost Rider was him.
There was a good part of Ghost Rider?
Yeah, Sam Elliott. That's it. Mm. That's it. I don't like think of him in that movie, but
there he is. The Descendant.
Yeah. Not a bad looking man.
No, he's
got a bit of a Tom Cruise thing going on there.
And that's the best pistol whip ever. And the best fall. Right here.
That is a fucking pistol whip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, how would you feel being that guy, a direct descendant of the real Wider,
yeah,
playing one of the McLaries?
Yeah.
And being pistol whipped by a guy playing someone that is your direct relative.
That's Sam Elliott in that, as that. What?
Really?
Yeah.
Play Wild Bill Hickok? You look at pictures.
In Buffalo Girls. Which looks like a pornography movie. There is nothing. And it's 3 hours long.
It's how long?
3 hours.
Jesus Christ. They can barely make it through Wide Earth. And that's over 3 years, no? Yeah, that's
yeah,
3 hours
he
long.
Made, he was wildly hip-hop right after this. I'll have to look it up. I did see a picture of him without a sash, and I nearly fainted.
Yeah, I've seen one too.
I can't look at it.
I want to say Bill Pullman also played Wild Bill Hickok.
Look at this picture. I might have to watch the movie just to see it.
Let's see.
There he is.
Actually, kind of looks like him.
Hmm. That's not too bad.
But have you seen, I'm sorry, Jeff Bridges. Jeff Bridges plays Wild Bill.
That I could see, definitely.
And guess what the name of the movie is?
Bill Bill.
Wild Bill.
Oh. Might have to track that one down.
It sucks.
I don't care, I didn't see it. Oh, you looked it up?
He doesn't look really anything like it. In fact, David Carradine from Deadwood is pretty much spot on.
Yeah. I'm really excited to watch Deadwood.
Deadwood is like the greatest Western show ever conceived. Ever.
I can't even think of any Western shows, like in recent ones, aside from that.
Yeah.
Is that,
yes.
John Hawk?
Yes. And Timothy Olyphant.
Yeah.
And David Carradine.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's. Yeah, there's like a lot of people in the show that. Yep. There's my top.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll do my damnedest to find you.
I found one. Oh.
So this is tough. I'm gonna find that hat. I'm gonna wear it.
Yeah, I just want that jacket.
Yeah, definitely.
All I want.
I used to rent out jackets like that. Fancy ones.
The baddest ass gun ever.
Yeah.
Not even Dirty Harry's gun comes close to
that.
He's such a useless role, though.
It's the thing, I just never realized it's him in anything. Now I'm just seeing him in everything. Like, oh, it's John Mark, sorry. There was such a bad glare on that scene.
There's a bad everything in every scene of this movie. Except for that. And that. And that.
I should have got that photographic picture of him and framed it.
Yeah.
Next to my bed. Looked at Sam Elliott at the start of the movie. Well, I might find out when I get closer.
Yeah.
Well, if it was Sam Elliott's picture from this movie, I don't think that's what
they would do. Yeah.
And then all I need is Kurt Russell one.
True.
That fucking awesome collection.
See, and now I'm trying to remember the history of this, but.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that Wyatt Earp was sworn in a great deal before the OK Corral gunfight. Mm-hmm. And this fire is complete bullshit.
Added for dramatic effect.
Yeah, for dramatic effect.
Yeah.
The entire town would have fucking burned down.
Yeah, but
a fire like that would
look
raging.
How sick this is. Them just fucking walking.
Yeah.
With fire in the background. That's
I'm pretty
badass.
Sure they would have.
No, but you're right. This town would have fucking burned down in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
With that burning, like, seriously. Don't shoot the kid.
Bill Paxton would have just shot him. Yeah, if I was there during this gunfight, it would have been the greatest moment of my life. I could have been shot by a misfire bullet and I would have died happy. Knowing that I saw these four badasses walking down the street.
But look how classy they look. I love it.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
And
don't
yes,
people dress like that now.
Behan. Oh, here's the famous shot. There we go. It's the famous Josephine Nude shot taken for Wyatt Earp.
Yeah, didn't we see that somewhere yesterday?
Yes, we did.
Funnily
Behan
enough.
Behan did approach them and say that he had disarmed them, which he did not.
Mm-hmm.
Behan being the sheriff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
The marshal. Whichever.
John's name. John Colbert. Funny.
And this entire fight took place in actually an area not much bigger than this room.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's so young, isn't he?
Yeah. Dead. All of them dead.
How can you take that face seriously? Jewel of the blue eyes right there.
Right. Yeah, you get pistol whipped by Wyatt Earp. You guys playing Wyatt Earp, and then you get shot in half by Doc Holliday.
Yeah. I would have been satisfied by that. I mean,
yeah, and Ike Clanton literally did run away like a coward.
Yeah.
Although he did not run into the photography studio, he ran through the horse stable, I believe. Thomas Hayden Church, dude, pasted.
Yeah. You probably have to let up a lot of shots.
Pasted like a Halo game. Yeah, and this whole fight took...
Like I said, dramatic effect.
Took all of, I think, 20 seconds.
Yeah, dramatic effect.
I think you and the lady got off. By the way, I'm having a bear. That's right.
That's a lucky shot.
Yeah, seeing as how inaccurate those guns were.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. You'd have to let off a lot of fucking rounds there, don't they?
Or, like, shoot at the ground.
Mm. Yeah. Now I'm down
last.
Yeah. That's not how he talks.
Hmm. Yes, this is a true quote. That is an actual quote spoken immediately after the fight. And what does Wyatt Earp do? Just fucking walks away. In fact, on this DVD and the special edition, which I highly recommend everyone buy, throw out your single disc garbage copy and buy the two disc special edition. It has on the second disc the Tombstone newspaper and the entire like court proceedings and all the court, it's like a copy of it. You can zoom in, read the whole article.
Okay.
And everyone's testimony and everything.
I'm not sure if mine has that stuff on there.
And of course everyone's is fucking different.
My copy said it was the director's, so. And I think the director's cut is on Blu-ray as well.
No, I haven't seen that one.
I highly recommend the Blu-ray, because the picture quality is great.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. That's how they did the jobs back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I used to take pictures of them.
Yeah, in fact, there is the death photo.
Yeah. But a lot of the times they would take pictures of them dead because photography was not a cheap thing. And it took a long time to take a photo, too.
Well, and you can only take a photo if they were still.
Exactly, yeah. Still. Yeah. So it's much easier to do that. That's why there is a lot of, like, death photos from back in the day.
You,
let's see.
This is a good shot, though.
Yeah.
I'll give it credit, there are some nice shots. I don't know if they wanted to go for some kind of weird, like, I don't know, a look with it or what. I'm Jason Priestley, damn it.
Yeah.
And I was on Beverly Hills. I don't know where my acne accent's coming from.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yep, there they are. Yep, also dead. Dead photos. There's Ike Clanton. Looks like fucking Colonel Sanders.
Yeah.
Yeah, I clearly looked at these photos way too much. This is Michael Biehn, like, they just saw him roaming around the set.
Yeah.
And they just filmed. Michael Biehn was actually drunk and had a problem with Kurt Russell. So they just filmed it.
Not Neil Huckleberry. Beth said to me with that accent about Filmer. Doesn't get much greater than that.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's the okay corral. See, it's like
yeah,
not much bigger
yeah,
than this room.
Yeah.
It's probably about actually as big as this apartment.
Yeah, it is very small.
He's for sure. There it is. There's, yep, there's the Howard's Booth Blast.
What a name for Howard. Because he's fucking in power.
He's got such a huge jaw now.
He's very manly. I've always been a fan.
Yeah. He's an asshole in 24. Oh, see yourself.
Oh yeah, he was in that Hatfield and McCoy series.
I still haven't watched that.
Yeah. I mean, I heard it was good. I mean,
yeah,
it wasn't
was good
so
too,
good, but I will watch it.
Bill Paxton's in it.
Yeah, but Kevin Costner too.
I know.
I think Kevin Costner actually looks pretty good in it.
Yeah.
Talk Blood about. And Death. That's what I was trying to think of. Howard Booth. He was the bad guy in Blood and Death.
Was he?
Yeah, he's the main terrorist.
Oh.
That Van Damme tried to fight.
Gotcha.
That's what I was trying to think of.
I see.
And Rapid Fire is the one where he's the good guy. Is this one with Fallon Bradley? I think that's the one I saw.
Worst Mexican ever. Suddenly appears out of fucking nowhere.
Maybe it was. No, no.
And then this, also embellished in wider the movie. Virgil and Morgan were not shot on the same night. They were shot like 6 or 7 months apart.
Mm. Well, like I said to you, this takes a dramatic effect, literally.
Oh, yeah.
With history. I mean, not everything you see is always going to be like.
No, I know,
everything.
But when you've got two movies that that take a historical, like historical events, and they both literally follow the same suit as far as when events occurred and what happened, you know, it's just like, why couldn't one movie get it right? Well, it would have been great to have that just once.
I know the Irish one, she is the one that was.
Where's Mexican?
Yeah, Mexican.
Yeah, where's Mexican? Also, worst shot ever.
But you want to watch Sudden Death just to see how it's going to be
really,
a badass.
I promise you, I do not want to watch Sudden Death.
The Power's Booth is awesome.
I don't know if I'd want to work in a bar like that. I mean, it'd be cool to work in a bar where I could just fucking pour my own beer and that.
Yeah.
But, like, nothing's happening. There's no one there.
Yeah.
Not a fucking soul.
Yeah. Why does Revenge have been called the worst Western ever?
Worse than The Proposition?
Do you even need to even think about that?
I don't know.
I would say, of course.
You haven't even seen it yet.
No, but I think white is revenge for the worst.
But you look at the picture of Guy Pearce.
You know what?
Like, looking like he's all in Red Dead Redemption.
We will do a half-blind commentary for it, not what it's the first time. With you.
With me and Gavin.
With you and Gavin, definitely.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine getting a limb amputated back in those days.
Oh my god, yeah.
Like, fuck.
Yeah, pour that whiskey non-stop down my mouth.
Yeah.
It never ever stop.
Yeah, it's gonna thin my blood out, but you know what? Fuck you. How about I chop one of your goddamn limbs off?
Yeah. I think it's when my mom said she had like her tonsils removed without any pain. Like she felt everything. They didn't give her anything to numb the pain or nothing.
Oh, when I used to have cavities done, I had no Novocaine.
Yeah. Just hearing mom say like, and your tonsils are like right in there.
And that forever solidified my hate of dentists.
Oh, I hate dentists.
Except that holiday.
Hey, Michael also.
Doc Holliday was a dentist. Hence his name, Doc.
No, I'm petrified of dentists.
Yeah, this movie touched on certain characters that Wyatt Earp didn't ever touch on.
Mm.
Like, Curly Bill was barely a Wyatt Earp.
Yeah.
Barely.
Well, this is more, like, on this section, so that's why...
Well, even in Tombstone, he's barely in it.
Yeah, but...
Like, when they went to Tombstone.
There we go. worst shot ever.
Yep, slow-mo.
In slow motion, just to...
It looks like he's shitting himself.
He did just that.
That's how I look when I shit in the morning.
I bet
I just
it
collapse. Yep, garbage.
Yeah. I want to wear one of those.
I want that goddamn coat.
Yeah. It is a very, very beautiful coat. Yeah, this, even...
Shut the goddamn dog up!
God damn it. And that's like a really bad place to be shot.
Yeah, in the back.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you can't get it out. And the most awesome thing that oh my god, that is nice.
I'm showing her the listeners a picture of the coat. But it's not, it only goes down that far.
Well, you know that when I used to work in suit hire, I would actually dress people up in something like that.
Yeah.
Mm. I used to make people look very fucking handsome.
I want that coat.
Oh, he's fine.
Yep, dead.
Dead.
They're still moving.
So, I look up Black Duster Jacket, which is... Yeah, and I also love the other mistake, the one that just happened when he was rubbing his head. And his hands are all bloody, and no blood is like coming out of his head. But this is the epicness of movie mistakes right here. Raining all around him, except for down the street. Just him. No, not raining anywhere else.
Yeah. So it's like, why does it always rain on me?
It's like, yeah, it's like he's got a rain cloud just over him.
It's like in white.
God, it's so horrible.
Yeah, this whole thing is really
It's not even like, it's not even touching the sidewalk over there.
Yeah.
It's barely touching her.
Yeah, that's what happens on like
shitty movies.
Well, when you're on like a set and you just don't program things properly.
But how do you not notice that? You're like, oh, the camera's not gonna pick it up.
I know, it's a bit.
Yeah, wipe the blood. Wipe the blood that's not gonna wipe off on your shirt. That's how I feel right now.
That's how you felt after watching Nerve Treatment right up.
That too. Yeah.
Wow.
Caffeine is like.
Yeah.
Oh,
bless
fuck.
You, maybe?
Yep, sorry if that scared our listeners.
Probably did.
Yep, just passing out drunk.
Maybe for being. And the power. What was that for?
Nothing. I don't even know.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I know. I'm not really.
Okay.
Everything is just shot so horribly.
Yeah.
Yeah. You tell her to get away from you because she could die and she's going to be a bitch to you. Yeah, here comes another power booth laugh. Jesus, Janet. Smell that? Smells like somebody dying. Jesus, Janet. Sounds like a game show host when you said it. There we go. Well, bye. So heartless. Here we go. I love it. It's probably not intentionally funny. That yell. Why does Tombstone always have oysters fresh and fresh fish?
I don't know.
Tombstone is nowhere near the fucking ocean. Well, I guess, kind of, by it. Like the southernmost point in Arizona.
Maybe there's a lake that has fish for catching in it.
I don't.
I
so.
Don't know.
Yeah, no, I would love to know where they got the goddamn fish from.
We can look up. Where did Tombstone get fresh fish in these years?
Yeah, Tombstone is just north of Bisbee and Douglas, which is on the Mexico border. Another place I want to go to is Yuma. Yeah, I want to get. I want to arrive in Yuma at 3:10. Oh, there's an international airport in Yuma. I'm going. I don't even care.
Make sure you get the 310.
I'm fucking going, that's it.
So what's the original?
Yeah, it sucks.
I don't know, the remake is pretty fucking spectacular.
It is. I need more whiskey. So pardon my absence on this part.
I'll just talk about how he just shot someone.
God damn it.
And how Clancy just dropped something.
Okay.
We just knocked something over. Meanwhile, Perroffer just looks like a badass. Shooting people at the train station. As you
also,
do.
Also factual.
Yeah. Wish he'd come to, like, my train station. Cut in the faces. Duh. I'm sure I would do that if I had a spare.
You tell him I'm coming! And hell's coming with me!
So angry.
Mm-hmm.
Right here, right here. Best ever, best ever, best ever, best ever.
You tell him I'm coming! And hell's coming with me, you hear? Oh,
God, I love it.
Yeah.
That's actually my Foursquare picture.
Yeah, it is. It's a very nice picture.
It is.
Bang, it is. Bang. Okay, they're getting shaved.
Blasting.
Yeah. Why are those four houses?
Oh, I wish I was in one of them. God, all this is shots. They're just shooting. They're not shooting at anyone.
I know.
George Cosmatos is just like, alright, you're gonna ride on horseback, you're just gonna shoot.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's basically it.
And then I can't imagine what this would have looked like if it was real life.
Mm-hmm.
A peacemaker in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Last thing you see is that face.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
God. Just anger.
Yeah. Just taking real things.
I still don't see movies too often anymore as hangings.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
I know it's a sensitive thing.
It's okay, we're not bringing it up on the podcast.
What?
I said we don't need to bring this up on the podcast.
Oh no, it's a sensitive thing for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But when people are coming Western.
Well, that's what they did. I mean, you had it coming most of the time.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how it was. But I don't think people actually can get executed that way anymore. I'm not 100% sure. Hey, Mark! Where are you? Dick, I love it.
And he's got the laugh every time.
Yep.
The Powers Booth laugh.
Yeah. That's why we love
it. God, taking tree bark and bullet fragments.
Yeah. Imagine cleaning that out.
There it is. There it is. Again. No. 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 Worst shot ever. This is also allegedly factual.
Okay.
They got into a gunfight at a river.
Mm.
And Wyatt Earp had his duster allegedly riddled with bullets, but he was not shot once.
Mm. Well, I think it was possibly
Hold on. It's shot right here.
Yeah. No, as a kid, it was this. Just the way he just fucking walked into it, I was just like, that man is a fool.
Yeah, and supposedly, according to witness statements, that's how it actually happened. Mm-hmm. They walked across the little, stream or whatever.
Yeah.
Curly Bill was shooting him. Couldn't hit him. And all White Earth had in his hand was a double barrel shotgun.
Mm.
Unloaded both barrels in Curly Bill and supposedly blew him, literally hit the top half of his torso fell off.
Yeah.
Blew him literally in half. And of course, everyone saw that. And like a pack of wolves, they see their leader gone, so they retreat.
Mm.
But when you've got 6-7 people shooting at one guy and they can't hit him, and then he blows your leader in half by walking up to him and shooting him with a fucking shotgun
that has
horrible accuracy to begin with, I'm gonna fucking run away too.
Man's a beast.
Oh, Freemasons. Oh, wait, that's not Freemason. I was gonna say. I realize Master Sword is fucking Freemason. He was beautiful and you killed him. God. I'll be in, you don't give a fuck. You smarmy fuck.
And that's Mark Harmon that played him in the other one?
Yeah, I believe so.
Awesome.
Yeah, I want to say Mark Harmon played B-Man. And yes, he is equally as fucking douchey.
I love it. I'd love to see Mark Harmon doing that.
Now you know what's not just that way, everyone. Yeah. Listening isn't fucking idiot.
Yeah, Clancy, you're a fucking idiot.
And another Lost reference. Yeah, Mark Harmon is B-Man.
Awesome.
Jeff Fahey plays Ike.
In this?
In White Earth.
Oh, so sad. I don't even recall him being in this.
Yeah, this has an awesome cast. And White Earth has Kevin Costner, Dennis Quaid, Hugh Jackman, Lyndon Ashby, a.k.a. Johnny Cage.
Lyndon Ashby, I'm fucking watching it.
Lyndon Ashby plays Morgan.
Yes. Yes, I'm fucking watching it now.
Mark Harmon, Michael Madsen plays Virgil.
Really?
Catherine O'Hara plays Allie.
Right.
Bill Pullman is Masterson, the younger Masterson.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Sizemore is Bad. James Gammon is in it.
I didn't realize Gene Hackman was in that. That's awesome.
Adam Baldwin is in it.
Yes. Okay, I need to watch White. Why did I deny myself the pleasure of all these people in one movie?
Jim Caviezel is in it.
Jesus is in it.
Tay Leone is in it.
Jeez.
Martin Cove is in it.
Are you serious?
Swear to God.
John Kreese is in that movie. I am watching it just for that. Fuck everything else.
Yeah.
Oh god, that was me. A few weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean there's a lot of people in both of these movies.
Yeah, and it always happens. Hollywood has two movies about the same thing come out at the same time.
Yeah, and what was it, Armageddon and Deep Impact?
Yeah.
There he is. There's the Heston.
There he is, yeah.
Yeah, Kurt Russell, Val Kilmer, and Charlton Heston immediately give this movie the win. His mustache looks like it's made of wool. like he shaved a sheep and glued it on.
He might have. But yeah, this movie was obviously the popular one, I think it came out before Wider. Usually the one that comes out before.
Well, and Wider, like the movie Wider, a lot of their costumes had to be made from scratch.
Yeah.
Because this movie went to all the local shops and literally bought up all the materials for the costumes. And of course, right at the same time, Wyatt Earp was being made and had to fucking do everything from scratch.
Yeah. But it always happens. Like, there's always the two similar movies. And one always gets delayed or something, and the other one ends up, like, making the money or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I forget which shot was Kevin's favorite, but it was like right around here. I don't know if it just happened and I just wasn't paying attention, or if it will happen. But yeah, you know, Kevin's beginning earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You always thought that like one of these shots was actually like the best shot in the movie.
Yeah, the best shot in the movie clearly when Kevin's shot.
With or without the shaving cream?
Oh, with the shaving cream. Gotta have that shaving cream.
I think it was, it's this one.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, it's a pretty damn good shot.
Yeah. Well, considering all the bad ones.
Right.
Mm.
You are such a coward.
I'm gonna wear a red sash. I'm not gonna say something to a cowboy. He looks so young and just non-threatening. I love it. Michael Rooker now looks like the biggest fucking badass.
Yeah.
Although in Henry Fortune was a serial killer, he was a serial killer.
Yeah.
But he looked too just gentle and sweet. Which freaked me out a little bit. I see boy, very lovely.
Like, at Kevin's house, he has a picture of Johnny Ringo framed. I don't know if you ever noticed it.
I don't know.
It's in the man room.
In the man room?
Yeah, not man cave.
No, we don't believe in calling things a cave or anything.
No, even if it's in a cave, it's still a man room. Like, if it's in a legit cave.
Yeah, man cave is
stupid. It is.
I don't like that pattern.
Dead. Horrible. He is so upset.
Hopefully this thing doesn't go off.
Yeah, why would that happen?
There's people in this movie I haven't even realized were like in it, and I haven't recognized them. Wait, Frank Stallone was in this movie?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, he's one of the cowboys.
No, I have no attention to anything.
That's right. You didn't even know John Locke was in this. You called my bullshit.
I know. I actually thought you were talking about like a different thing, and I
you know exactly what the fuck I was talking about.
Shut up. I need an excuse. Shut up.
Yeah.
No, my excuse is he's in everything. I never realized that he's in anything.
Excuses are like assholes. Everyone's got one.
Yeah. And mine's legitimate. Shut up.
Is it? Is it really?
Yes, it is.
You sure?
Yes.
You're all right.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you say.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy. Man, this whiskey's making me tired.
It's being late, it's making me tired.
Well, that too, and this is my fourth glass of whiskey.
Well, you can't watch this without me.
Like, legit glass.
Legit.
I had a pint at the first part of the movie, and refilled it three times since.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention I drank scotch before we came here.
That's true.
Hammered down three beers.
Mm-hmm.
And had a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Which was a lot today.
Just a little.
I think I'm doing all right.
Mm.
I reckon.
You reckon?
I reckon.
You reckon?
See, this is the only love story I hear about this one.
Exactly. And no, it's not a bromance, because I hate that word.
No, it's dude love.
Well, that's what sounds better. Poor dog.
It's okay. It's all right. You're dying. I have a better mustache than you.
He has legit excuse.
He does.
Yeah.
So pale.
Yeah. They really, like, made him sick.
They probably, like, locked him in a basement for, like, 6 months. Your shitty basement.
Maybe they just made him sick with something.
Worst, like, lit shot ever. The sun's setting in the background, yeah. Yet their faces are...
Yeah, yeah.
And everything else.
No, it is, yeah.
God, horrible.
Horrible.
Yeah, way to fuck that up.
Yeah. Ain't surviving the game.
No, it's really not.
Make more digression day to night all the time.
Yeah, and now it's... I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Yeah.
I haven't either. And there's about a side that's gonna come in.
You sound a little too much like.
Gotta be between two gentlemen. They're gonna pull out their tits, girls, and chew.
Yeah, are you sure you're not really that guy from Family Guy?
Sure.
You sure? That you are. Holiday. He is like Emperor Palpatine wife right now.
Yeah. Yep. one of my favorite parts comes up. You had a daisy at all, and it just gets right in his face as he's dead. I feel like that's how it is when I'm talking.
Yeah, I pretty much look like him to walk really.
That's about how far away gunfights took place.
Yeah. Well, you couldn't really do them long distance with the the way the guns would be. Unless they're about to fucking accurate.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on. Yeah.
Horrible. Just horrible. Terrible. 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 Just horrible. Terrible. Terrible.
The acting or the filming?
I love it. You ain't no Daisy at all.
Mm.
It's that cigarette in his chest. And according to the records, no one knows who killed Johnny Ringo, be it that it was White Earp or Doc Holliday. But when Johnny Ringo was found, he was hanged. I want to say it was beats off, which is just weird. And, yeah, shot in the head. But yeah, neither took any accountability for the killing, but both were there.
Yeah.
So there's stories that one was supposed to fight the other, and the other one approached and just shot him in the head.
Yeah.
And, yeah, stories that it was a duel, like a legit duel. Yeah. Worst ever.
Yeah, the shots are pretty bad.
But then becomes the most ridiculous shotgun shot ever. Pretty soon. Right here.
Like, yeah.
What?
That would never happen.
No.
You'd have to be the luckiest fucking person ever.
Not even today that would never happen.
No.
As accurate as our guns are.
Yeah.
That's a pretty awesome fall, though. Pretty awesome stunt. Yeah, again, George Cosmatos. Just ride your horses and shoot. Yeah, if that was me, I would have just shot him anyways.
Yeah, indeed.
Ike Clanton, fucking coward.
Yeah.
Died while robbing a bank. Either a bank or a train.
Yeah.
But
well, back in those days, that's what used to rob.
But died during the robbery, nonetheless.
It seems fitting, doesn't it?
I think it was only like a year later.
Yeah.
A year or two later.
Yeah.
That's about 3.5 hours away from me.
Yeah, it's going to go there.
Yeah, sure.
I'm gonna be in there for you.
I would love to.
I actually wondered, like, how far away it actually was from where we are right now.
Yeah, it's like 3.5-4 hours.
Okay. The best state ever. Beautiful Colorado.
Indeed.
Yeah, you're lucky that you live here.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Well, it seems fitting that we watch this.
Right.
Yeah, last night here.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that visiting Doc Holliday's grave is almost like Elvis's. Like, it's not really his grave. Really knows where he's buried. Somewhere in Glenwood, allegedly.
Okay.
Just all those psychos that, you know, want to dig up his remains and have a part of Doc Holliday.
Yeah, kind of morbid.
Morbid and fucked up. People should kill themselves. By burning themselves alive. With alcohol and fired. Yes. That's what I want to do on my deathbed, is play fucking cards.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just sucked my balls.
Are the cards authentic to the time limit?
Yeah. No numbers. Yeah, I could imagine going into a casino and playing cards where there aren't numbers, because I'm an idiot.
Yeah, I need the number.
And even then, I can't even count them out. Because I'm an idiot.
Yeah. You just play simple card games.
Yeah, I need to play like Goldfish or like...
Yeah.
Like, what is it, Old Granny or whatever?
Snap?
No.
No, I'm saying play Snap.
What the fuck is Snap? Is that some bossy card game?
Maybe it is, but we call it Snap. You each have... You split the deck in two piles and you flip the cards over, and when it's the same, you go Snap and then you take the cards.
It's gotta be an awesome thing, because that sounds... I'm speechless.
Oh my god. I'm sure it should be called something else here, because you guys have weird names for everything.
Oh, do we? Do we really?
Yeah.
For sure we don't.
Yeah.
We call it what it is. See, we call blackjack blackjack because a black man named Jack started the game.
It's called blackjack, according to Wikipedia.
I've never heard of it. It came. You just made it up.
Blackjack, also known as Snap.
I literally just saw you type in a Wikipedia entry. Complete with the words.
Fuck my asshole.
You know, Bad Holiday's dying, and you're looking up stupid child.
Well, people. I was just telling you, and you were being silly about it.
No, I wasn't being silly. Mm-hmm. Look at Doc. He's dying.
I'm looking at Doc.
Look at Wyatt and his hair.
I know, right?
Like, dude, point back for a minute. Please.
It's one of the rare roles where you can have a mullet.
Sure.
In this and like unlawful entry and backdraft, he doesn't have one.
Not a real one. Although that'd be awesome if it was.
You can imagine if someone found that. If it's real.
Yeah. Yep. Died with his boots off.
Yeah.
Maybe says words. This is funny. Yeah. Worst snow ever.
Yeah, worst rain and snow.
How is that snowman so elaborate?
I don't know.
It's got arms that come out.
Maybe they had sticks in that piece together. I don't
know. They're fucking tricky with their goddamn snowman.
Apparently.
Frosty was legit back in the
1800s. Yeah, he was alive.
I came with this love story bullshit.
Yeah.
Gotta hate it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, the movie was literally for the past 20 minutes just everyone dying. Mm. Everyone getting shot.
And then they go back.
And then they go back, yeah. Then they go back.
I didn't really
know. Yeah, I don't care. I don't care about room service. Wyatt Earp does not know the word love. The only thing he loves is his peacemaker. And his mustache.
His mustache. You have one life left, of course you fucking love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Not acceptable, Wyatt.
Mm-hmm.
Kurt Wyatt.
Kurt Wyatt Russell. Yeah.
Kurt Earp.
This is so bad, I hate it so much.
Oh god, now they dance. And,
yeah.
Oh. Oh, yeah, it's so bad.
It is. It doesn't belong in this movie at all.
No, why would you throw your awesome hat away?
I don't know.
Wyatt Earp is not allowed to smile.
He's not allowed to have fun either.
2 years later, yeah. That's a drug overdose. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for adding that bit of trivia.
Yeah, no. Right.
But factually, or allegedly, badass shot.
Mm-hmm.
Wyatt Earp and Josephine were actually flat broke, which is why they went to Alaska with Bull Rush.
Oh, yeah.
So they were not wed into riches. Josephine's family was not rich. Sean Daniel James Jax. I think those names are mixed up. Jax
Jack
Daniel.
Daniel.
Jax Daniel.
Jack Daniel. Yeah. Interesting credits. Like, end credits.
Yeah, it's just testosterone.
Basically.
Absolute testosterone.
Yeah. You might grow an extra.
Bill Paxton, forward. The only one who's not looking forward, like, just looking around, looking at shit.
Just looking at these three, you might grow another testicle.
Yeah.
Mm. Old man right there.
Yeah, well, 3/4.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean. We just forget about the other one.
Yeah.
We just forget, like, he's just not there.
Right.
Val Kilmer.
See, look, there's Bill Paxton looking again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are we still doing this?
Yeah, he's a little confused.
Can I go home now?
Can I go pee right now?
Right. I'm supposed to be on the set of True Lies after this.
I gotta go pee my pants several times.
Right. I'm talking about how tiny my dick is.
Yeah.
There's John Locke.
Yeah, shut up! I don't need that reminder.
Are you sure that was that?
Yes, shut up. And everyone gets with credit, like, over Bill Paxton.
Except for Jason.
Except for Jason. Actually, I think it's in alphabetical order.
Think so?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Thank John for name.
Billy Zane. Harry Carey Jr.?
Yeah.
Yes.
Man, thank you, I'm full of it.
And they really... What? So what kind of order are they going in here?
I don't know.
It's like they went in alphabetical order, and then they're like, you know what? Fuck it. We fucked up.
Yeah.
Henry Hooker.
Bad off name.
Yeah.
Narrated by Robert Mitchum.
Tom McSquatch. Kind of hate that quote. Like, I don't care. Although, did you know that John Wayne met Wyatt Earp on the set of, I don't know what you did. I think John Wayne was like a very young actor.
Mm-hmm.
John Earp, Wyatt Earp was on set.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's badass. Yeah. John Wayne.
Buzz Feet Shands the fourth.
Yeah.
So there were three other Buzzes.
Apparently.
Like four other Buzzes.
This is the part where we just make fun of people's names.
Gary Wrecker Hecker. Wow.
Wow, yeah.
That is a Foley artist. Well, I wonder how he got the name Wrecker.
Maybe he wrecks things.
Mike Burkumshaw.
Yeah, you gotta love those names, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Nothing's standing out at me.
Yeah, really. Awesome. It's all just kind of generic at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I thought that said Jim Frankenstein, but
yeah, I was thinking the same thing too.
There's my dyslexia, obviously.
It's okay. Ruben Fuentes.
And there's a whole McDowell, McCallum, McCollum.
James Bud Dedekic. Cheyenne Ali. What? Al Coonrod Sr.
Tux.
Tux Wagon.
Tux Wagon. Tux Wagon.
Yeah, so
what?
Cookie Nap.
Cookie Nap.
Cookie Nap.
Cookie Nap.
It's the studio teacher. Cookie Nap.
Cookie Nap.
Hi, my name is Cookie Nap. What?
You should change your name to Cookie Nap.
Cookie Nap.
Cookie Nap. That's what you need to change your name to. Let's be Cookie Nap.
Panos Cosmatos. It sounds like a dish.
Yeah, see, now everything's in a different order.
Yeah, now I don't get this goddamn thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sherman McMasters. Oh, Harry Craig Jr. is Robert Burke. Oh, I'm thinking Robert Blake.
okay.
Wrong one.
You get just a little off there.
Yeah, don't judge me. First cowboy, second cowboy. Wasn't everyone in the goddamn movie a fucking cowboy?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. It was Cowboy Central, really.
Stunts. No one of that shit. Gang boss, Rob Lester.
I thought that said Kip Wolverine. But it said Wolverine.
Buckaroos. God, I would never buy this soundtrack.
No, it's not that great.
No, it's horrible.
Wow, there's a Berkeley book.
Great.
Yeah, that
no was animal was farmed in the making. Except for at the very beginning when a dude was whipping a horse in the face.
Basically. Oh, but the guy got hit back, so that's all okay.
Right.
Yeah. No problem. So good. As long as someone got hit back, it's fine.
Hawaiian Tropic? Is that for suntan lotion?
Maybe.
Luxottica eyewear? No one was wearing fucking glasses in that entire movie.
Jason Priestley.
Oh.
Yeah. And that concludes our commentary for Tuesday.
Yeah. Hope you enjoyed it as much as we did.
Yeah, and I hope you enjoy all the abandonment that comes with the carousel.
Yeah. Hopefully you made it this far.
Yeah, it's a long one, and because it's so long, we'll be saying goodbye right now.
Yep, and so, I'm saying goodbye.
Goodbye, good luck, good night.